Welcome to your Safe Haven podcast. The topic of our podcast today is human trafficking, modern day slavery. With this month being Human Trafficking Awareness Month, your Safe Haven thought that we could bring information to the general public regarding human trafficking. Let's start by describing what human trafficking is. Human trafficking is a crime where people are profiting from exploitation of someone else. It could be a child, it can be an adult, an adolescent. And sex trafficking occurs when one person manipulates the other person into a sex act in exchange for something of value, such as money, it can be food, shelter, and in some cases, especially here in Bedford County, it can be drugs. So when we are talking about sex trafficking involving an adult or someone over the age of 18, the law requires that there is evidence that the victim has been either forced, coerced, or defrauded in some manner. However, if the case involves someone under the age of 18, the sexual exploitation is always illegal, regardless of whether or not there's any evidence of force, fraud, or coercion. So who are the victims of sex trafficking? Well, they come from all walks of life. They may be foreign nationals, and that's usually what the media projects. They can be people in our own neighborhood. Girls and women make up the majority of reported victims. Really, anybody that is perceived as being vulnerable is at a greater risk of exploitation. Some of these categories may include children, youth, or adults who happen to be homeless. And homelessness includes individuals who may be living in abandoned buildings and may not fit the stereotype of the individual sleeping on the street that we see in the media. But a homeless person, especially in rural Bedford County, can look totally different than what we are typically used to. Children and youth in the foster care system are at risk, as are people of color. People who have experienced physical or sexual abuse in the past are at risk. People who struggle with their self-esteem. Another at-risk population are individuals that are living with addiction. Another aspect of human trafficking that we would like to discuss is human trafficking versus human smuggling. While human trafficking may involve the transportation of victims across national or state borders, trafficking often occurs in a community where the victims live and without any travel at all. By contrast, human smuggling is the illegal transportation of a person or persons across international borders. Although smuggling is illegal, it is often a consensual arrangement. Trafficking can happen anywhere. The common venues for sex trafficking include escort services within individual homes or even on the street. An important fact to remember is that while cases of stranger kidnapping that does lead to trafficking do happen, people who sexually exploit others through trafficking are commonly known to the individuals that they are exploiting. The trafficker will manipulate their victims to strategically build relationships of trust and dependence. These type of grooming behaviors can happen in person or online, and the traffickers and their recruiters will often target young people that they perceive to be vulnerable. There are many ways that a trafficker might manipulate a victim of trafficking. Often, tactics may seem obvious, threatening to harm or kill the victim or their loved ones. In other cases, however, the traffickers may use less overt tactics, such as extortion. Another tactic that is used is debt bondage, withholding legal documents if the individual is from a different country. And a common one in 2020 is the use of drug addiction to control the victim, or isolating the victim from family or friends making promises of love, of fame, of fortune. And the interesting aspect is that manipulation by traffickers may be so effective that victims may not even realize that they are being exploited, or they may believe that they are to blame for what is happening to them. While each individual and situation is different, there are some potential warning signs that may indicate a person is being harmed or trafficked. These red flags can include a controlling or an abusive relationship, lack of access to important documents from a passport, credit cards, even the person's driver's license can be withheld. In some cases, there are signs of malnourishment or physical abuse, tattoos, bondings, personal or family history of sex trafficking. Sometimes the traffickers are generational. Chronic runaways, or if there are multiple absences from either work or school. Any type of changes in appearance, mood, or behavior, and isolation from one's family or friends. This is just a short overview of the issue of trafficking, and it is happening today in Bedford County, as well as other places throughout the country. If you're interested in having a presentation or learning more about the issue, please contact Your Safe Haven at 814-623-7664, or you can contact me, Sharon McNamara, at smcnamara@yoursafehaven.org. And thank you for listening to Your Safe Haven podcast.